The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Sponsored by Taskers, with a fresh new look designed with you in mind. Find Taskers on Instagram. Say it's Taskers online.
Another Friday, another episode. It's Ladies of Liverpool. We laugh, we cry, whatever we do it together. And then we chat about it on Instagram afterwards. So feel free to join the community. Just find Ladies of Liverpool on Instagram and also on Facebook. This week's episode is going to be a proper eye-opener. So you might have heard people or seen on videos on TikTok, people banging on about gut health and why it's important. And like me, you might look at them and think, you're reading that off a script. I don't fully believe you. So I've brought a full-on expert in who's been talking about this not since it got trendy in the last couple of years, but way back when, in my Juice FM days. This girl was talking about this then. She knows everything you need to know about it. Meet Sarah. Hello to you, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Hit me with something that I might not know. Why is gut health so important to me and whoever's listening to this right now?
It affects everybody's mental health now. It's a really, really, really big, it's a big thing now. And so, you can go down a rabbit hole for ages with
it. So my gut health affects the way I think and the way I feel. So it's not just about looking at your poo like you see on the telly. It's like, if your poo's looking good, it should look like this, it should look like that. If it's floating when you flush, there's something wrong. It's more than that.
It's your second brain. It really is your second brain.
Have you ever had that
feeling when you go, I've got a gut feeling?
Yeah.
It's right. If you've got a gut feeling about something, it's telling you that it's right. So
if you get that overwhelm, start with your gut.
Ask yourself why you're feeling like that, because your gut's trying to tell you something. So it goes, we can sit for days talking about this. You know, when your skin's bad, that's your gut telling you there's a problem with your skin. When you're feeling down and depressed and under the weather, that's your gut telling you there's something wrong. Okay. When people's psoriasis, that's your gut. When kids are running around looking mental, that's their gut. It's all coming from this little tiny powerful tool that's sitting at the bottom of your stomach lining.
So fast forwarding, when people are going to the GPs and they're talking about all these problems, whether it's them or the kids or whatever, your first point of call would be
your gut.
Check your gut.
Yeah, and I think it's dead important at the moment with the medical industry and doctors and stuff. You know, you can sit there and you can listen to all the doctors going on, and you just want to mask a lot of the problems with a medication and a cream, and they never really look at the root cause. And in America now, because, you know, I'm all over the US government at the minute with the medical side of it, every single medical doctor now has got to do a nutrition qualification in America.
Okay.
Because they're bypassing the root cause, which is the food. So they're not actually looking at where it's coming from. And I think that's what it should be like in the UK personally.
So in my head, I'm going, okay, so a mum takes the child to the doctors with a rash.
Yeah.
And they're given a steroid cream.
Yeah. And then steroid's going to burn the skin. And you've got to ask yourself, is that cream actually being absorbed? No, because it'll probably mask it for a couple of days. The pain will go, the redness will go, but it'll come back. So then they go back to doctors and they go, well, let's try this. So then they'll give them a stronger one. Then they introduce an antibiotic. Then the antibiotic's going to wreck the gut. So you're going around in a hamster wheel all the time instead of going, right, okay, so why have they suddenly developed a rash? What have they been eating? They've never asked them, well, what's the diet like? What's the sleep like? Are they drinking enough water?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, they'll bypass all the nourishing side of it and they'll look at, well, we don't really care about that. Is a prescription.
Yeah.
And it's the amount of children I've got coming through with me now at the moment is just, it's unbelievable. And
so what's your job title? It's got a great name, hasn't it?
So I'm a functional medicine nutritionist now. So I've moved into the field of medicine. Mm-hmm. Although I'm not medically qualified as a doctor, I probably think I know more.
Because
people with skin conditions and people with bad bowels and everything. You know, the doctor, everyone goes, I've got IBS.
Yeah.
How? Why? Because you've got the runs one day.
Yeah.
But why have you got the runs? There's no whys in anything anymore. Yeah. It's all, well, let's forget the whys and let's skim past that.
Investigation can be costly for the healthcare system and it takes time.
Well, I've got people who come to me now and they go, been waiting on a waiting list for 6 months, and it's like, well, in 6 months your chronic illness could get excessively worse.
Yeah.
So then you're going down another route with another medical base, and let's just have a little look at your gut. These gut microbiome tests now, which have brought me to share.
Is that what's in that little box? Okay, talk me through this.
I love it. You know what? It's like my little baby. It's this is like, it goes into the bowel, so we test the poo. So I'm part of a company called GutMap DX. So I'm kind of my own practitioner, but they're like my go-to people. So we test people's stool sample, goes off the microbiologist, grow it, and they give me this big, amazing 50-page report.
It's like a Bible. You want to see it? It's huge.
It's amazing.
And it looks like my Panto script.
But you know what? You look at that and you'd go, what the hell? But to me, secondly, it tests your hormones, your inflammation markers, your bowel, your liver, your kidneys, your
eye. All coming from your gut.
It's all coming from your gut, so... Yeah, I've got ladies on my books who have got cancer. I've got ladies with brain tumours. Mm. I've got little children with hair loss. Ladies with female pattern baldness. They've got chronic conditions. My job goes deeper than just eat that stands on the scales. I can't stand the scales.
Because nutritionalists we're seeing all over the place now, and it's all very much, and with the introduction of the skinny jab and everything else.
I hate it.
Honestly, you must now be getting people coming through your door.
I've got people
I'm trying to undo
the damage, and I get it. You know, society has fed women for years on, you've got to lose weight and stand on the scales. What they don't understand, Leanne, is that the negative effect this is having on the microbiome, on their depression, on their skin, on their bowel. People are getting hospitalised off these things. Mm. I've got girls who have come to me whose hair's fallen out.
Is this from the skinny jab?
I mean, it's like a trend, isn't it? Yeah. And it's the latest fad.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. It was for diabetics. I get that they've got to take it. But why are you getting an average female? Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, they want to look good, but look at the state of the way they're ending up looking. The skin's going awful. They look tired. They're fatigued.
Yeah.
Because the body's lacking in nutrients.
Yeah.
Nutrition and nutrients is fibre. Mm-hmm. Your bacteria feeds off fibre. So if they're lacking in eating, they're not feeding their body what the body's asking for. And in functional medicine, when you listen to all the big doctors on Instagram, I follow the likes of Dr. Mark Hyman and Gary Brecher and Mindy Peltz and stuff like that, like the big, big top scientists, Tim Spector, the developer of the Zoe Project with the gut microbiome. Mm. And they say, food's your medicine.
Yeah.
So if food's your medicine, why are you not eating it? Yeah. So let's stick a skinny pen in and not eat.
Well, this is the thing. It's almost become who can be the skinniest now. And we're seeing it with our nearest and dearest, aren't we? And people are the shadow of themselves. And like you say, you know, there are pros and cons to it. And I'm reading a lot myself, and the inflammation side of it can help with that and all the rest of it. And there are so many different sides. And I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm here to hear facts. Yeah. And that's what you can bring to the table, can't you? So if somebody now goes, okay, I've been doing the skinny jab, or I'm thinking of doing the skinny jab, or I'm struggling, I'm feeling crappy, I'm yo-yo dieting, I've been on Slim Fast, all these trends that we do, and we're all guilty of it, we do to try and feel our best and look our best. If you were going to say to someone, right, scrap everything that you're doing, we're going back to basics, what would be the first thing you would tell any of us to do?
Get one of these microbiome tests.
Okay.
Like, they are expensive, I'm not going to lie.
How much are they?
They range from £450 to
£550. Oh, okay.
But with that, you get all your testing, you get, because in the back of the report, it tells you exactly what you need to eat. So if I lined up 20 billion women, 20 billion women would have a completely different nutrition plan off me. It's, no one's is the same.
I use that one in that box? Yeah, I'm hooked already. I want to do this.
This is the problem that you've got with most coaches in Liverpool.
And beyond.
Everything's generic.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no generic with me, you know, which is why.
Oh, I've been there. I've paid someone who said to me, right, you need to cut out bread. Your blood types, I'm A positive.
Yeah.
So your blood type's A positive, right? So you need red meats and you need to go down the Atkins route.
Well, let me tell you about red meat. Because red meat pumped with hormones and antibiotics because it's wrecking the gut microbiome.
Oh, so there I was, full steam ahead, baking for breakfast.
Within these reports, it tells you that red meat's destroying the antibiotic, the bacteria in your body. It's all about balancing your bacteria. So I've shared loads of things on my wall at the moment about strains of bacteria, and I call them the motherships. The lab laugh at me because I have my own certain like protocol of the way it works, but it works.
Yes.
You know, and they go, Sarah, you know, you're one of our top performing practitioners and we've never seen a diet plan. I can turn, this morning I got off the phone to one of my clients and went, how did you turn us writing? You put down psoriasis, boom. Skin acne, boom. I can't go into it, but it turns into a 15-page report.
Yeah.
Because I will sit there and I will research your problem. And with that, I'll tell you what bacteria fixes that and what bacteria is going to starve that and what we're going to put. And then I put it in. So in functional medicine, you'd only give your body what the body's asking for.
Right.
You do not flood it with vitamins. Oh, Karen's down the road said, take this collagen. Sound.
Yeah.
But is it being absorbed? Well, I don't know. Do you feel any better? No. Are you sleep any better? Yeah, well, I'm taking magnesium, but it's not working. Sound, well, why?
Yeah.
That's because you've got leaky gut. Well, how do we know that? Well, let's test it.
Yeah.
So this test tells me whether your gut's leaking, whether you're deficient in nutrients, what your inflammation is, your bowel health, your liver health, your kidney health, your thyroid, your hormones, your stress, your ADHD, your ASD markers, your autoimmune.
Yeah.
It tests all this in one simple little poo sample. And is a life-changing little thing because you'll start to feel better. Your symptoms will change. We're removing all the bad foods, all the trigger foods. We're putting all the good foods in. We're balancing your bacteria. And I will sit there with my two laptops open and I'll go, right, Leanne, you're lacking in lactobacillus. You're lacking in that achromantia. That needs starving. That needs pumping in. There's your inflammation market. Boom. Do not take nothing else that I tell you. I'll see you in 6 weeks.
And so you will say to me, this is what you need to be eating. Here's your diet plan.
Don't touch anything else. You can't mess with bacteria.
Yeah.
Right? And this is why with the children's one, they're very, very more intense because we're dealing with babies here.
Yeah.
Which is why we do the advanced one with them. So we're tapping into the pathogenic bacteria. We're looking at the fungi. We're looking at the parasites.
Yeah.
And for the adults as well, mm-hmm. we're looking at candida, SIBO, worms.
Yeah.
All these little things, because kids pick all kinds
of course
up in schools
and
stuff. So we've launched the kids ones now. We're just getting the packaging done in the lab. So we're looking deeper into the kids' microbiome because I honestly believe, and I don't hold it to gospel, and I'm not saying that this is 100%
this
scientific.
This is just
correct.
Your belief.
This is my opinion.
Yeah.
Has your child got ADHD? Or are you feeding her too much sugar? Has your child got autism? or are you feeding it the wrong food? I get that there's different spectrums, I get that, and I'm not saying that the child hasn't, but I think the government, 100% mandatory, should, as part of their, what's the word that they use, the diagnosis, do a microbiome test on a child, because I'm guaranteeing you now, when I look at these tests now and I say to these parents, your child hasn't got bifidobacterium. Well, what's that? Well, that's an immune regulator, that. And without that immune regulator, that's going to send a signal to the serotonin, which is why they're knocking the cortisol through the roof, which is why they're jumping from couch to couch. Calm the sweets down. Calm the bacteria down. And let me give you this strain of bacteria and let me feed them correctly before you get your diagnosis.
So
why does every child need a label?
What you're challenging here then is not if anyone's, you know, ADHD or they're not. What I'm hearing from you is before you start looking at a medical, you know, come to a conclusion where, you know, taking medicines or something. Or if you're a parent now thinking, my child's just been diagnosed, I don't really want to start giving them medication. Yeah. This could be another option where you go, we'll try this and see
because if it works. Again, it goes back to the doctors will just give the child the melatonin because they want them to sleep. Well, okay, well, what? Let's have a look at their sleep receptors inside their body. What bacteria is not present that could potentially we need to drive up to the brain to calm it down?
I'm not hearing you slating anyone or giving strong opinions. I'm hearing you say there are options.
There's other options.
Here are their options.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of people are uneducated, and my job now is to try and educate parents.
And you've
a lot
seen this.
More.
Have you done this with children where parents have come to you and you've gone, let me try something else?
Yeah, I've Yeah, I've got a child who's had serious psoriasis to go to the doctors and they go, right, here's the cream. And I'm like, no. They've got delicate little skin lines. Yeah. You know, we don't need to destroy the skin at such a young age. Let's have a little look at their food. But I get it, when children do have ADHD and autism, they are very particular with their foods and, you know, things can't touch. And I get that. And I want to work with the parents and say, okay, mum, your child might eat very beige, but is there another? You tell me what they eat.
Yeah.
And I will create you a plan based upon what they eat. But with my expertise, let's give them this little tiny strain. I've just teamed up with another children's, because I'm affiliated to a couple of supplement companies. I only put my name to things that I think are amazing. Dr. Vegan, I'm with them. There's no artificial sugars, sweeteners, preservatives, gluten, soy, and not. It's so clean. Yeah. It's that clean, it's vile.
Yeah.
Because you can't taste anything. Yeah. So I put it into soups and stews and curries and everything. So I've sat and I've researched for weeks now on children's, and I've just teamed up with this amazing brand because a lot of kids' vitamins have got maltodextrin in. Maltodextrin is the sugar spike. And it's...
So you're giving your kids a vitamin, but you might as well give them a bag of sweets.
Yeah, but they're not reading the back. So,
but like me, I could read the back, say I wouldn't know what it meant.
That's what I mean. So
I guess I'm Googling all these 2012
and you've got time for that. So what I'm doing is I'm taking a lot of, behind the scenes. And I'm not the type, I will never slate a brand. Like I went on a come shop with me the other day and I saw that
on your Instagram and I was like, I've been living under a rock because you were just, I'm honest.
It just falls off my tongue.
I'm naive and I do trust, well, they wouldn't sell it if it was that bad.
Yeah.
And I think over the last couple of years, we've realised they absolutely will sell it.
They will sell it. You've got to ask yourself, what were they putting in before?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, but again, I've done the reverse of that. So the first thing I looked at was, what's the vitamins in it?
Yeah.
So if you look at the new Marks and Spencer's cornflake, it's just corn. Okay, where's the vitamin C?
Yeah.
Where's the iron? So they've removed the bad stuff, but they've also removed the vitamin.
Yeah.
So then you've got a supplement. So then the mums have got to go out. So they're not stupid.
Yeah.
Because they're removing the bad stuff, but they're also taking out the important stuff as well.
Yeah.
So it goes then into, well, you've got to give your kids a multivitamin. Well, what multivitamins? Because there's millions on the market, but then they're taking it. And then when you look at the back of the multivitamin, it's got the maltodextrin in it. You may as well go back to eating Kellogg's.
Yeah.
So it's kind of trying to educate people. And very difficult with social media to get your point across.
There's so many untruths out there. If it's going to get likes and views, people will say absolutely anything.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's absolutely nothing wrong with giving your kids a chocolate bar. Does that mean, you know, my Jackson will have a pizza? He's normal.
Yeah.
He's seven. He jumps from couch to couch. My living room's a footy pitch.
Yeah.
That doesn't make him ADHD. That just means he's a little seven-year-old who's active and healthy. He loves his sweets and stuff, you know.
For anyone who has got a child now who's ADHD or struggling with autism or whatever, who's going to be sitting there now and they'd be like, hang on a minute, she doesn't know my child. You can't fix my child with food.
Yeah.
What would you say to that person? Because we've got to do both sides here.
Yeah, it's not me saying I'm going to fix your child and I'm going to rid your child. You're not going to have this anymore, and I'm a curer, absolutely. I'm trying to make it more comfortable for them
before
to
you
manage.
Attach a label. Yeah. Let's look at the other things.
Yeah, let's have a look at the diet. Let's have a look at the is the little gut absorbing what you're giving them? Because, you know, the doctors could be feeding something which is very, very important for them to take.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you need to stop your child on this. Absolutely not.
No.
The same with my adult clients. Some of them are on statins. Some of them are on cholesterol tablets. People are on, you know, hydrocortisone tablets and, you know, melatonin and I can't pronounce half of the word, acid reflux tablets and depression. I'm not saying to be with me, I've got to take you off them. What I'm saying is, let's lower the dosage and let your food try and heal you a little bit. So what I want to say to the parents is, I'm not here to say your child shouldn't be taking that. I'm saying to them, let's work together and let's make your lives easier and their lives a lot more comfortable. And let's introduce a different way of eating.
Okay.
And let's maybe put in a strain of bacteria that might just, one little tiny strain might change the whole entire microbe for you.
Yeah.
Because if they're taking X, Y, and Z, are they getting the proper absorption rate in that? Don't keep flooding them with vitamin A. Oh, well, someone said take vitamin D.
I did this, Sarah. I was told you need B12 now. Now you're over 40, you need B12, B12, B12. And it's got to be this dose. So I was buying myself this subscription of B12 and I'm taking it every day. And then I was offered, I did a job with Randox.
Yes.
And they did a blood test on me, whatever.
And you ain't absorbing it?
No, went in, they went, stop taking B12. You're overdosing on B12. You were never low on B12 because that's what vitamin D is through the floor.
Yeah.
You should be taking vitamin. And it's as simple as you don't know till you know.
This is what I mean. So
you can guess from your symptoms.
Oh, yeah.
But if there's a test or something you can do that will actually tell you, then you're saving yourself money in the long run.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a one-off big payment for a lifetime of health, you know. And my clients are amazing and they will all tell you that. And I'm dealing with hormonal women who have been fed lies and stuff for years and years and years. And I'm trying to educate them because they go, well, can I take that? No. Why? Your body's just told me you're not absorbing it.
Yeah.
So let's fix your gut a little bit. Yeah. Give me 2 months. Let's do the healing process.
Yeah.
Then we can add your collagen in.
Yeah.
Then we'll add your vitamin D and your K2 in. Then we'll add your creatine in. Stop flooding the body because your kidneys are getting overpowered. So then it's going back to, you're going to end up with a gallstone.
Yeah.
So there's a fine line between taking stuff and you're probably weighing half of it out.
Yeah.
It's a very expensive way. Do you know what I mean?
If so everything's coming flood now.
Let your food, you know, you can get all your C vitamins from oranges and apples and grapes. And you don't, you know, I will never, ever, ever supplement as a nutritionist. Yeah. I will never, ever give somebody the alternative. I don't, unless I really, 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 really need to. Like a lot of my clients who've got anemia, I won't go to them, well, there's an iron tablet. I go, no, we're going to flood your body with loads of this inulin and this fibre.
Yeah.
And then when you have your reassessment with me in 6 weeks, let's have a look. You'll tell me how you feel. And I go, Sarah, I feel amazing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't need your iron now.
Yeah. We've done it.
We've done it with your food.
Give me 3 things that we should never be buying in the supermarket.
Oh,
top 3 things. Three things you would never buy, you'd never feed to your family. You would never give to yourself.
Pre-packed food, like ready-made meals.
Okay.
I know the quick and the convenience and the cheap, but you've got to look at what the body trying to digest that.
And what is in that soda that is so bad?
Stabilizers, gum, you know, xanthium gum, maltodextrin, rapeseed oil. Wow. I was looking at the back of it, bread the other day, and it had rapeseed, palm oil, and sunflower oil. And it was bread. Like, why? Mm. Like, why do you have to put so much crap into food?
Yeah.
I never buy a prepacked meal. I've always cooked fresh. I had a meal prep company that was all, you know, cooked from scratch again. I'd never buy that. I'd never buy plant-based food. Did you see me plant-based food?
No, yeah. So two of us don't buy plant. All right. No.
But you may as well eat your kids' plastic out of the little kitchen that they play.
So talk to me, what is plant-based food? I just thought it was just made by plants. I just see plant-based.
Exactly,
must be good for
it's
me.
A selling product.
I am now, an advertiser's dream.
If you look at my video that I put on the other day, there's like plant-based
milks and butters and everything. Isn't
there's loads. There is some good plant-based stuff. Plenish is an amazing brand. They've only got like I drink the coconut milk from Plenish, and it's just literally sea salt coconut water. Whereas if you look at another brand, I'm not going to say who it is.
Yeah,
they're full of stabilizers, rapeseed oil. You're physically drinking oil. If you drink that every day, that's going into your body. You've got to digest it.
Yeah.
Then it's going to affect your skin. Then you're going to cause bloating. Then you're going to have, you know, bad bowels.
Yeah.
And you think, these are multi-million-pound companies, Leanne. Like, how are they even a thing? Because the governments are, like, loving it because of the level of tax that's getting paid. They're not going to take them off the shelves.
There we go.
So for any vegan out there and vegetarian, please do not eat plant-based foods. Plant means plant. It's come out the ground, not manufactured in a factory that's been made by a load of illegal immigrants putting them together. Just no.
Okay.
Because you're going to wreck your... Vegans and vegetarians are more sick than an average client because they're eating chemically enhanced food.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah.
So that's documented where you go, you look at your client list and you go, the vegans and the vegetarians...
The worst. Vegans and vegetarians are ill, they're malnourished, they're absolutely sick.
What would you say to them? They're eating the wrong foods.
They're being sold. I would never, ever, even to, I had one of my clients in the other day who's
been
dying.
Are you saying don't be vegan and vegetarian? Are you saying everybody...
No, be vegan and vegetarian. Just don't eat vegan food. Eat plants, vegetables, whole foods, rice, quinoa.
I was like, this is an exclusive, what she's saying.
No, be a vegan and vegetarian. Just don't eat corn.
Ready-made stuff.
Like, if you look at the back of mint and corn, it's got 27 ingredients in it. Where if you buy a packet of steak mince, it's one. See the difference?
Yeah.
So for me, if you were to make a bolognese... Get your mushrooms, get your vegetables, get everything, then use your tinned tomatoes.
Yeah.
You don't need plant-based food to
You don't need a meat, a fake
alternative.
Meat. Yeah, you don't need a fake meat.
Something that's being
be
made. I picked up a piece of steak the other day, plant-based steak. Oh, my God. It's on my video. And in the middle of it is all this white thing. And when I looked at the ingredients levels, it was glue. It was guar gum.
Oh, wow.
So imagine you've got to digest that. So then that's wrecking the bacteria in your body. Then you can't break it down. Then you wonder why you're bloated. Then you wonder why you're constipated. Then you wonder why your skin breaks out because it's housing the toxins. So you've got to think to yourself, every single thing that you put in your mouth, you've got to digest it.
Mm-hmm.
So would you go into a factory and take a big tube of, you know,
Being mindful, isn't it, what we're picking up, especially when we're trying to be good.
Yeah, I know.
And I hate that term, but that is, I've grown up on that term. I watched my mum being good.
Everyone starts on a Monday.
It was Weight Watchers, Slim and Well, and we all be good. I'm being good this week.
I hate them cults.
I'm sat here saying I am the worst in the world.
Yeah.
Fad diet. I don't even need to wear the end of the sentence.
Quick fix.
You've got me at the start. I will absolutely jump on any bandwagon. Yeah. So this is where I'm thinking, I've got to this age now. I've heard you talk about it for years. What can you tell us that I haven't already heard?
I really think people should stop worrying about the scales and think about the long-term health. It's called longevity. You should think about the health of your organs.
Yeah.
You're like, I've done this job now for 24 years and never in my life have I ever seen so many sick people with chronic illnesses, children with skin concerns, bowel concerns, liver. you know, speech problems, migraines, it's all coming from the food.
Your gut?
It's all, yeah, because the food that you're feeding yourself. So for me, for a woman like yourself, you know, I'm nearly 44, you're the same age as me. So I'm worrying about the scales and start worrying about what you're nourishing your body with.
Yeah.
Lack of food is not giving you the nourishment to get you that result. I won't even tell my clients their weight. I weigh them. And the only reason why I weigh them is because I need to know the amounts to feed them so I don't overcompensate in the digestive system.
Yeah.
So I say, I have to weigh you because if I say to you, go and eat that, they could have a pile of pasta like that.
Yeah.
But I only need a portion. Because you've got to think of, from eating the food to the bowel, it's got to digest.
Yeah.
We don't want acid reflux. We don't want pains in the stomach. We don't want inflammation. We're trying to calm the inflammation down. Yeah. We want the bowels. We want it to kill the parasite. Then you go to the toilet.
Yeah.
So I go to girls, stop standing on scales.
Yeah.
Your hormones change from day to day.
Exactly.
I'm more bothered about healing and helping people be healthy.
Yeah.
So if you want a coach that's more interested in the scales, then don't come to me.
Yeah.
Because you won't get a quick fix with me. I'm about giving you long-term health and vitality and fixing that chronic illness.
You didn't give us your third thing. What's your third thing you would never buy or feed yourself?
Feed myself.
So we've got plant-based stuff is a no-go.
Pre-packed stuff.
Bread sounds like that one.
Bread, all the. Bread. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love a fish finger, but a bit Warby's bread. I haven't had them for ages and ages and ages. But I think Jason's sourdough at the moment's getting a lot of stick, and I think that's really unfair. You know, going on about folic acid. You take folic acid when you're pregnant. Yeah. One piece of bread today is not going to bloody kill you.
Yeah.
And I think they're getting a lot of stick again because people can see a business doing well and now they're trying to slate them. I think people should get back to basic. Get cooking in your house.
Do your own bread.
Do your own food. I know it's time consuming. I get it. I'm a mum. I've got a business. I've got loads of clients I'm looking after. I've got a family, you know. It is time consuming. People want quickness.
Yeah.
But your quickness is going to cause, being lazy and not being prepared is going to have more of a detrimental effect on the family. You know, but I always call my Sunday soup Sundays. I put a soup on, you know, feed all the girls. Because I'm a Nick Skin on. I am the nutritional therapist in Nick Skin. So I feed all the girls on Monday with all my soups. And just stay away from all the big breads.
Yeah.
But A lot of it comes to cost as well, Leanne.
I know.
And you know, I guess the society these days.
It used to be years ago, you cook from scratch and it'll be cheaper. It's not anymore.
That's why I got rid of my food prep business. Not because it wasn't doing well, because the cost of food was going up. So it was making it more difficult.
You had to charge more.
And I'm not about that. And in the end, I thought, I'm doing so much work for so little return and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. And I really enjoy this side of my job, because I'm looking in the body. You know, one of my vision board goals this year was to attend a lot of conferences on gut health and that. Everyone calls me the gut geek. I go and sit in conferences on my own, listen to doctors
and can't get enough of it.
I love it.
But you've seen the results. So for our final little part of the pod, I want us to be dead transparent with this. So I'm going to ask you a two-pronged question.
Go on.
So I'm going to ask you, first of all, before I ask for your favourite success story, because you must have one that you just go, that made my life, that I absolutely loved the results and it gave you that feeling of you were doing something wonderful. But I'm going to start with, has there ever been anyone who's come to you that you haven't been able to find a solution for?
No. Absolutely not. No, I don't think that. I will grind till I get that result for them. Like, no one's ever walked away from me and gone, she can't help me. If anything, they come back to me.
Yeah.
They'll do what they need to do. And then, honestly, I could show you off the message and they go, Sarah, I can't cope without the accountability.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
that's what people like about my WhatsApp community is I'm very straight to the point.
Yeah.
And I don't have any foul language in there and everyone's there to support. You know, I've got ladies who are 7 stone and I've got ladies who are 20 stone and everyone's on their own journey.
Yeah.
And I will not let them leave me until I go, are you happy? Yeah. Do you think you can do this by yourself? And they go, yeah. but they always check in with me and stuff. I can't.
That's human nature, I think, is it?
Yeah.
Because then it's like driving. You pass your driving test, doing all the things they tell you to do, and within a couple of weeks, you're not mirror signal manoeuvring. You're manoeuvring mirror and signal in the wrong order.
Yeah, I mean, I've never fell out with a client. I've never had, touch wood, I've never had anyone bad mouth with my job. I've never had any bad things happen within my career where like, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that. The sick caused me or anything. I'm very cautious.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with the human body. Don't get me wrong, it terrifies me sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially when they sit in front of me and go, I've got a brain tumour. And I'm like, okay, we'll work around that. The good thing about being involved with the lab is that I have a team, doctors above me in the lab, all the microbiologists. So if I get a really intense report and I think, I'll ring them and we have a one-to-one meeting and we talk about the client. Because if I'm unsure about something, I've got them as backup, and they will go, give them this, give them that. And they'll help as well. So not only have you got me in your corner, you've got all the microbiologists. And that's the good thing about being attached to me, is that when you get me, you get them.
So give us your super story then.
Oh, she wouldn't mind talking about this. I've got this lady, Jo. She's so gorgeous. And she came to me, it might have been last year. No, it wasn't last summer, summer before. And she'd had cancer her whole life. And she'd had it and it went and it came back and it went. And anyway, and so it was there, laying low in her stomach, and it was benign. And she had to keep having appointments with the oncologist and stuff in Clasifridge and whatever else. And she came to me and she was like, just letting you know, I've got this. It's there. She said, and you know, and she burst into tears. She says, I don't want to die. I don't, like, you know, my mum and dad are nearly, I want to live to see my mum and dad be 80.
Yeah.
And I went, well, you will. And I'm dead like, well, you will. You know, I'm dead like, chill. You know, I'm dead like, straight to the point with them as well. I get upset with half my clients or half of the time. Anyway, we sort of looked at a diet. We had a little look what was going on inside. And I've said, look, you know, there's too many biscuits going on here. They need to go. Yeah. Cancer feeds off sugar. Mm-hmm. Let's get the biscuits gone. Let's put this into you. Let's do this into you. I actually talk to their oncologists. Mm-hmm. I'm actually dealing with a lady over in Gibraltar at the moment. She put a story on a wall today and tagged me. I will deal with these oncologists for them and say, is this okay to do? Anyway, I'm speaking to her and you were like, fine, you're dealing with a gut microbiome and that's great. She kept coming back to me and she's like, I feel great here and I feel better. Anyway, she had this appointment in January and I shut down for Christmas and whatever else. And then when I was making the appointments to have reassessment, she sent me this message and I need to speak to her about something. My stomach turned. I thought, oh my God, she's gone back into remission or she's gone back into it. And I thought, oh, so my anxiety was through the roof. And she came in and she turned up with a bunch of flowers and stuff like that. And she started shaking him, going, what's the matter? Like, she said, I've been over to Clasifridge. And they've said to me, Jo, like, what have you been doing? And she's like, I've been doing this. She made you clear of cancer. And it made me dead upset because they said, whatever you've been doing, it's gone forever. And she actually said to me, you've cured me. Now, I went, I haven't cured you. Your body's cured itself. Mm-hmm. I've just given you the tools to do it.
And you believe that's through the diet change?
You can turn any chronic illness upside down if you get your food right. And that's one of my success for. Jo Warren, the name is, and she won't mind me saying her name. Yeah. And I put posts about it all. And she actually put posts in my group and said, she's a medical marvel, whoever this girl is, because whatever she's done to you, we can't see any cancer cells in your body. And it went.
I live for these positive stories.
And, you know, I could sit and talk to you for hours about loads of the, you know, I've got girls on my social, the hair's growing back, you know, the bowels are better. They've finally got to the, we've got
depression, are you seeing results with depression?
I absolutely love my job. You know, I've gone past just being writing your general diet plans. I done them 20 years ago. You know, I don't just want to write a diet plan for you. I want to know what's going on inside, because there's a fine line between eating a bit of food and losing weight.
Yeah.
I really don't want to touch anybody anymore unless you do one of these tests first. And I'm not doing that for the financial aspect of things. So it's really not about that. It's really about people who are attached to me. I want them to get proper results.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want you to go away and go, do you know what? she's made me feel better.
Yeah.
Because you've got kids to look after. And, you know, I've got a dad who's got chronic lymphatic leukemia and he's had it since he was 60. And I said, someone's not under my watch, will you ever pass away while Jackson's so young? And I feed him, he has his alkaline water and he's never suffered with it,
yeah.
You know, because I keep him, your body is such a powerful instrument. Look after it.
Yeah.
You know, just food is your drug. I've had issues in the past where I've felt depressed and, you know, with situations that I've been in and took medication, and, you know, and I felt down and I was popping propranolol, like I was going out of fact, I don't want to take that.
Yeah.
I haven't touched a propranolol for 2 years now. I've got myself back on stage doing my bodybuilding again because I fixed my gut.
That's comforting for anyone listening who is on antidepressants, who's sick to the back teeth of them.
Like you can actually make yourself feel better from just healing your gut a little bit more. And, you know, if you're on 100 milligrams of your antidepressants, let me work with you and try and knock that down to 70 and then let's knock it down a little bit further and then go back to your doctor and go, I feel great,
yeah.
And then if you need to take it again, by all means, take it again. You're your own person.
Yeah, what I think my message would be at the end of this podcast is you can work with you. It doesn't have to be just you. It's got to be, especially people with actual illnesses, you've got to have your GP, you've got to have your oncologist.
Yeah.
You've got to, but if there's an alternative way of eating that might make you feel better, might make your medication have, you know, much better results for you in the end.
It's like people who've got acid reflux doesn't necessarily need to go and down a bottle of Gaviscon. It's like, well, why have you got that acid reflux?
Looking
Let me have a little look.
The root cause of
where's
things,
it coming
yeah.
from? And then yeah. we can maybe help you and fix you with that. So certainly I'm tapping more into the children's stuff because they're funny little things, and I think it's quite sad when you see parents like, I'm really down about my child's well-being and stuff. It's like, let me work with you and help them and you know, make life a lot more comfortable for them and stuff. I'm not here to cure you.
Yeah.
I'm certainly here to just make your life healthier and more happier. And
Brilliant.
For anyone in my life as well, and my friends and my family, I'm just here to just make the world a better place.
Well, listen, if you want to find her, tell everyone where they can find you, where they can reach you.
So I'm on Instagram under Nourish by SG. Just send me a message. If parents want to reach out to me and have a private and confidential, you know, chat with me, feel free to. I don't judge anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a little boy myself, and one of the things about me is, like, I say to half of my friends who are like hairstylists and makeup artists, how do you have 125 unopened messages on your phone? I reply to you straight away. That's one of the good things about me. My clients will back me up on that. I'm always on the end of the phone to
there
help
you go.
Me, so
do it now if you want to reach out. Thank you for talking to
Very
us.
Very welcome.
Another
thanks for having me.
Interesting episode. Love it. And I'm going to do my poo test.
This is your test. We're going to get you tested and then we'll go through all the results and we'll see if we can get you
love
amazing.
It. Follow the Instagram story. It'll all be on there and you can keep up updated with everything Sarah's doing on her Instagram. Thanks, me love.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Huge thanks to our sponsors, Taskers. Check out all the furniture and their brand new look in store or head to taskersonline.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you fly Emirates on business, you can relax from the start. You get a complimentary chauffeur-driven transfer from your door to the airport. Then when you land, your chauffeur will be ready to take you wherever you want to go. It's exclusive for Emirates First and Business Class travellers. And with world-class service in the Emirates Lounge and exceptional comfort on board, it's just a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.